What's up, fellas? So yesterday I had a guy, I saw the comment. I was busy yesterday. Y'all know I had my release and everything. But I did catch this comment where a guy said, I'm kind of conflicted about AMS releasing his book. You know, basically what he's saying is, what he was thinking is, that by me releasing the book, it's going to be more guys knowing the strategies, which means that high value men are not going to be as much of a commodity. All right, so the book is going to make more high value men, which means that we're not going to be that rare, which means that you nothing special. And I beg to differ on that, guys. I look at it different. Well, how I look at it is my book is going to create less simps. All right, I want to fucking get rid the fucking world of pussy worshiping simps. All right. They are what has killed the value of male attention. Them motherfuckers give validation and free attention like it grow on fucking trees, guys. All right. So that is my goal in life. I think by creating more high value men, by getting more guy on their more men on their purpose, women are going to get less attention, which is going to take up the value of male attention. Guys, male attention right now is at an all-time low. We all know this with social media and all this Facebook, Instagram, all this shit, dating apps. You got women who get on dating apps, put their fucking social media in the box, and that's the only reason they on there, all right, to build up their social media and their Instagram following. They not even on there to meet nobody. That's how worthless male attention is to them. And of course, if I get 100 guys in my inbox sending me compliments, that's just the cherry on top. But that's not even why I'm on there. I'm on there just so I can build up my Instagram following. Guys, I want you guys, any of you guys who follow any of these Instagram models, go read their comments. Hundreds of thirsty simps and all this now shit. Now, I want you guys to go read some of these male models, Ulysses, Grant, some of these male model guys who are jacked and shit like that, go read their comments. You might see one or two female comments. Now, women do not give out their validation like that. In the comments, if you go to any of these male model guys, you're going to see a bunch of guys on there talking about some, damn, dude, you jacked. Damn, dude, you big. Damn, dude. Just a bunch of dudes still giving out free validation. Even though they don't want to fuck the dudes, they still giving out free validation. And you might see one or two fat chicks down there give out some validation with, they might do the little heart eyes face or something like that. You might see two chicks. But go to the fucking women's Instagram models and look at all the thirsty fucking dudes. Free fucking validation, guys. So I'm hoping by me getting more guys on their purpose, you're going to start to see that decrease. All right, will we ever get rid of it? Hell fucking no. All right, I could write 10 books and I'll never rid the world of all simps. But by me getting more men on their purpose, more men putting themselves as the prize. Guys, any of you guys who read my book, you can testify. My book is not so much about really strategies. Anybody who read my book know that the primary thing about my book is you raising your sexual market value. All right, that's my thing. Getting on your purpose, hitting the gym, style, focusing on yourself. That's the main thing my book is about. All right, that right there alone is going to take you away from chasing ass. That means that when you're not chasing ass and you're not spending so much time with women, that means male attention goes up. All right. That way, when you do give a girl some of your time, guys, when you with girl, when you with women right now, and you say they could care less about you because they think like, man, you go on a date with this girl. The reason why they act like that, and the reason why they think they entitled to a T-bone steak on the first date, is because they know they got 50 to 100 guys in their inbox. All right. So she really don't give a fuck about you. All right, you mean nothing. What I'm trying to do is get those 100 guys that's in her inbox on their fucking purpose, and I want the women in our inboxes. But that only is going to start when you increase your sexual market value. All right, Drake ain't sitting around in girls' inboxes. They in his inbox. All right, because he's made himself a high value male. So he don't have to go on girl inboxes and stuff like that. They inbox him. They DM'd him. He has catapulted himself to where women have to pursue him. All right, that's the thing, guys. That's why I'm trying to get every man. I want y'all guys' inboxes filled, not inboxing girls. You go look at Drake Instagram and shit. You see a bunch of girls. Hey, Poppy. Hey, Daddy. This, that, and the other. He ain't sitting around messaging girls on. Y'all guys don't have to tell me. I know Drake done been caught up in some simp shit, but y'all get what I'm fucking saying, all right? I know Drake do some simping shit sometime, but by and large, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know women pursue him, All right, don't play crazy like you don't know. Drake ain't sitting around commenting and liking girls' photos all day. He do some simp shit, but by and large, women chase him. All right, and so that's the thing about that, guys. So I beg to differ on that guy who commented that. I think the book is going to make more high-value men, which more high-value men, more men on their purpose, more men focusing on themselves, is going to actually make women, our attention, go up. All right, so yes. If the book create more high value men, you're right. We're not gonna be as much of a commodity because it's gonna be more guys. But guess what? More high value men means that our attention go up. High value men are not on Instagram all day. Ooh, babe, you banging. Ooh, babe, all that ass. High value men don't do that bullshit. All right, high value men don't do that. High value men working on their purpose. They ain't got time to surf through Instagram, commenting on girls who ain't gonna never get them the time of day. It's one thing if you're going to come in a girl that you on a date with, even I don't agree with that, but at least you got the chance to fuck her, to be on these Instagram models giving them validation to women who ain't even going to give you the time of day. They think so less of you that they don't even say thank you, babe, or nothing like this, that, and the other. They just ignore your fucking comment because you ain't nothing but a fucking fan to a girl who probably work at Walmart in her free time. She just do them Instagram photos and shit, and she probably got 2 million followers. But the bitch probably doing some fucking bullshit at Walmart or something, working at Walmart or something. But she thinks she all that. So that's the basic of that, guys. I'm trying to get males to value, get our attention back up. All right. And this is a good one because I know I got a lot of young guys, so I want to get deep on this. So and guys, this is funny because in New York, a lot of people have roommates because New York is so expensive, so it ain't nothing to see guys and girls 30, 35 years old to have a fucking roommate. I swear, for New York is high, guys. Like, y'all guys see that apartment, and a lot of guys say, man, why don't you get a house? Ain't no house. I stay in Manhattan, all right? That little apartment that you see me in that video, where you might think, like, it ain't all this and that other, man, that shit is $4,000 in Manhattan, all right? I live in Manhattan, all right? That little apartment is $4,000 a month. I ain't no houses to buy. Now, you got some brownstones in Brooklyn and Harlem, but I'm in Manhattan. All right. And so you have a lot of roommates in New York. So if somebody watching this in New York, they might got a fucking roommate because New York is notorious for having roommates. You in New York, man, there's so many people who are 30, 40 years old still stay with their parents because people can't afford to live on their own in New York. New York is expensive as shit. Y'all seen my apartment is not even that big, and that's $4,000 a month. And I do got a doorman and all that bullshit, but still, it's still $4,000 is $4,000. All right. So the point being, guys, is that this video is going to touch on some grown people too. Now, here's the thing. If you got a roommate, now, even if you got your own room, a woman theoretically can't be comfortable with another guy. Because if you fucking like I'm a fucking, he going to hear you. Oh, I'm tearing that ass up. I'm smacking it on the ass and everything. I'm tearing that ass up. So theoretically, guys, you don't want to have a roommate in the house if you're hitting it right. All right. You know, some of you are little dick motherfuckers. Maybe you can sit in there and sound like a little mouse. But shit, with me, some shit going to be falling off the fucking wall. So a woman want to be able to, you know, let all that out. She going to have to let all that out when this 6'4 motherfucker hit her from the back. She going to have to let some shit out. All right. So the point being, guys, is for a woman to get comfortable and shit like that, you have to work out an arrangement to where your roommate is not there when the action going down. All right. So if you have a roommate, you need to make y'all need to set it up to where this is your day or that. Or even if y'all don't have days, let them know, hey, man, such and such coming over tonight. You know, if you got somewhere to go, you know, I really appreciate it. And y'all could just take turns. Y'all can look out for each other. Now, the problem comes into play is when you got a hating roommate who never gets no ass. And so they get tired of inconveniencing themselves to help you. So let's hypothetically say you always getting some ass and he never getting some ass. And so he always got to go out and do stuff while you getting some ass. So he might start hating and don't want to fucking do it. And this is what I say to that, guys. If you in school specifically, or even if you grown, the fact that you got a roommate, you know where this headed. Y'all been following me a long time. You know where this headed. So even if you can't afford to live on your own or you in school, the main thing in your life should always be your purpose. Even if you have your own place, the purpose should always be number one. But it should be paramount if you have a fucking roommate. All right. So if you in school, ass cannot be your biggest thing. Guys, listen, the only reason why it took me so long to get going in my life, it's because all I did in my early days was chase ass. I chased ass in elementary. I chased ass in junior high school. I chased ass in high school. I chased ass all through my fucking 20s. Chase ass, chase ass, chase ass. And then I look up and I'm 33 years old and I'm making 30 grand a year in New York. All right, guys. In other words, y'all guys got to start taking life serious. Ass ain't every fucking thing. Focus on your goals. So if you do got a hating roommate or you can't, you should be focused on your purpose. You should be focusing on school, making yourself better anyway. Ass can't always be at the top of your priority list. Your purpose does. And if you're a grown motherfucker and you have a roommate, just the fact that you can't afford to stay on your own should let you know what you need to be doing. You know, you need to sacrifice. All right, you need to get grinding. If you can't afford, if you're doing a job that you can't stay on your own, maybe instead of chasing that ass, maybe you need to be trying to take a trade at night so you can get some shit that's gonna pay some money so you don't have to have a fucking roommate and have this fucking problem. Do y'all guys get that? All right, so that's the issue with that, guys. If you're in school and you got a roommate and you got a hating roommate and they don't want to work with you because you get ass and they get ass, man, just focus on school, guys. How y'all guys think I got that book done? Listen, guys, me releasing that book should inspire all you guys what getting on your purpose and sacrifice does for you. I slept with the least amount of girls since I got on this YouTube. I slept with the least amount of girls that in a year than my whole life. My whole life. I fucked more bitches when I was fat than I did this past year. Even when I was fat, I could fuck 20 girls a year. Even when I was 300 pounds, I could fuck 20 women a year. Easily. 20, 25 women. When I was 300 and some pounds, I could fuck. This year here, getting this YouTube shit going and getting my book out and shit, I fucked by far the less women I ever have in my life. All the way back to when I was 18. I fucked more bitches when I was 18 than I did this past year. That's how much of a sacrifice I made, guys. So I want you guys to understand, man, can't nothing in life get done without sacrifice. And if you got a roommate, That the fact alone should say, man, maybe I need to be focusing on my goals. I got a fucking roommate, for God's sakes. I can't even afford to live on my own. And if you in school, women ain't nothing but a fucking distraction anyway. All right. Soon as she fucking do her pullback, instead of you focusing on your fucking schoolwork, you thinking about, well, what AMS said, you shouldn't even be worried about that bullshit. Soon she go doing her fuckery, instead of you focusing on the task at hand in your math class, here you is wondering about, well, did I do something wrong? Did I over-pursue? Did I under-pursue? Nobody got time for that shit. You in school, man. Focus on your goddamn books. All right. But getting back to the first point, guys, I want you guys to understand that the book I'm hoping creates more high-value men. More high-value men means the price, the value of male attention goes back up. That means less simp comments, less simp validation, guys. That's why, guys, why y'all think women walk around with egos and this, that, and the other? Don't y'all guys know that most women wake up feeling like they're not beautiful? And then they just get on Instagram and read a couple comments and like, oh, I'm so fine. Look at all these guys. They just want me. Women get their powers from male attention. That's where they get it from, guys. They don't just come from out of the thin air. I know y'all, when y'all see women, they always seem like they feel good and they look good, this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. But why, if that was the case, why they go and put a pound of makeup on? They don't feel beautiful, guys. They don't feel beautiful until they get a simp comment. This is what a woman does. This is pre-Instagram. This is what women did back in the day to get to feel beautiful. They would go in the house and they would put the skimpiest shit on and just walk the dog around the street. All right. And even if guys did not speak, just guys looking at them makes them feel beautiful. Women do not feel beautiful without men's attention, without men validation. What's men validation? And always got to be compliments. The fact that you just looking at me. And I'm going to tell y'all guys, somehow women value their attention. Guys, you can have the nicest car, right? You could be driving down the street in the nicest car. And a lot of older women, like say 25, 26, you know, younger girls, they don't know no better. They give you a free validation. But older women like 25, 26 who know the game, they'll be just looking straight ahead. They won't even look at that goddamn car because they don't want you to get a fucking ego boost. All right. They know better. They know that if they look over at that car, they turn to the side, look at the car. They know how big your head gonna get. They don't want you. They don't want to get big. They keep their head straight ahead. You could be sitting over there looking like this here. Trust me, I done it, guys. Me and my boys back in the day, when the rims first came out and shit, we used to have these big rims and nice cars. took our whole income tax to get it. But, you know, that's beside the point. Have rims instead. Pull up on the side of girls. Girls wouldn't even turn their head, looking straight ahead, just like this here. Wouldn't even blink. Like, made sure they weren't finna give our ass no free validation. All right? That's how much women know men and how much they know that validation is worth. They don't want to give you that ego boost. Had a girl one time tell me, I hope this don't go to your head, because most guys just go to their head, but you got a nice car. She knew that. All right? So I want you guys to understand that when I tell you guys, by me creating more high-value men, that it's going to be, I want women to experience less validation, less free validation, less free attention. All right? I want more men on their fucking purpose going into the year 2019, and that means less simp comments. I am going to rid the world of fucking simps. Free attention, free validation simps, guys. That's what I'm on the war against. I'm not on the war against fucking women. Women just getting what they can get. They doing what they supposed to do. I would do the same fucking thing. Let's get to the root of the problem. Let's kill these fucking simps. All right, y'all talking about women. Women get their ego and their power from the fucking simps, the free validation simps. So let's kill these son of bitches. That's what I hope that book do. I hope that book rids the world of fucking simps, guys. All right, like the video, comment down below. Thanks for y'all guys' support on the book. #1 bestseller. I appreciate it. Holla back.